Welcome back for day three of the 7 days of self-love challenge. My name is Steph and I'm your host of this challenge and of Be Well with Steph, the podcast. We're talking about all sorts of ways this week that we can care for ourselves, for our bodies, for our minds, and love ourselves just a little bit more. Today's focus is on nutrition. And of course, this is one of my favorite topics. My background in coaching came from a place of holistic nutrition and plant-based eating. So nutrition is obviously something I love to talk about and I could talk about for hours, and I have on this podcast. So if you are wanting more nutrition-focused episodes, definitely take a scroll back and you'll find tons of them. But today I want to talk about just a couple ways that you can start to think about your nutrition a little more lovingly. So I'm, of course, going to connect this to the way that we talk to ourselves and to our powerful words and affirmations, but I also want to connect it to a question that I had a client tell me she asked herself on a regular basis when she was working on improving her nutrition, and she said that she wanted to identify as a healthy person. So when she was making meals or grocery shopping or thinking about food, she would ask herself, what would a healthy person be eating? And that question framed her identity, which framed her choices. I want to be a healthy person. I am a healthy person. What does a healthy person eat? What does a healthy person buy at the store? Now, if healthy is not a word you connect with right now or the word that's working for you, you can change that, but you can still ask yourself a really powerful question. If your objective is to love yourself more, then you could ask yourself, how would I eat to show myself I loved myself? How would I eat in a loving way? How would I grocery shop in a way that showed myself love? If your objective is to be feeling more in control, then you could ask yourself, what does a person who is in control of their choices eat? What does a person who is in control of their lives do to nourish themselves? What kind of food, what kind of things does a person purchase who is in control of their choices? And if you are talking to yourself this way and asking yourself these questions, that's of course going to inform your actions later on. So if you are saying to yourself, what does a healthy, loving, in control person eat? Then your answer is hopefully going to be something along the lines of things that provide nutrients, things that provide energy, things that they enjoy. All of those things. Because if you love yourself, you're not going to tell yourself like, oh, you can't have anything that you like. If you love yourself, you're not going to say, oh, girl, you need to stop eating or don't eat that or eat less. If you're nourishing yourself from a place of self-love, then we start to get a more abundant mindset. We get to start thinking, what would I eat? Not what would I not eat. What would I eat? What is abundant and nourishing in my life, in my choices, in my preferences, all of that stuff? So then we're starting to look at food from a place of nourishment, food from a place of abundance. I like to use a strategy I call add one more. It's super simple. It's exactly like it sounds, but it is the idea that when you are preparing a meal and you're asking yourself, how am I going to nourish? What's a healthy choice? I want you to think about what is one thing I can add to what I'm eating that's going to increase my nutrition. So maybe that is adding a vegetable to a meal or adding a fruit to a meal, of course, but maybe it is taking a grain and adding it as a whole grain instead of a refined one. Maybe it is thinking is there a good protein source in what I'm eating? Can I boost up my protein a little? Maybe it's, should I add a glass of water alongside what I'm eating? Maybe it is, should I add a snack in the afternoon that's going to keep me from crashing and keep my energy level going throughout the evening? But when we think about adding, nutrition by addition is what some other people call it. So add one more, nutrition by addition. We are thinking, what can I give myself that is nourishing? And doesn't that sound a whole lot more loving than what should I not be eating? What do I need less of? What do I need to restrict? We're all about abundance over here. So we're going to start to think about the choices that we make. We're going to start to think about how we talk to ourselves about our food choices. And then what are we adding in that is nourishing us? Adding in nourishing foods and adding in more nutrient-dense foods does a couple of things. It, of course, gives us those additional nutrients that we're looking for. It gives us energy. When we think about adding in complex carbohydrates, even adding in protein and fat alongside more simple carbohydrates, like a classic peanut butter and apple sort of combination, a classic avocado and raw vegetables situation, we're thinking about giving ourselves lasting energy. So if we're adding things into our lives, we're adding in energy. Food is fuel. Food is energy. Calories are a unit of measurement of energy in food. So when we are giving ourselves more nutrients, we're giving ourselves more energy to be able to go out and act in ways that are more loving, to act in service of others, to accomplish our goals, to seek out opportunities. We have the energy to move our bodies. So we're fueling ourselves, we're nourishing ourselves from a loving place so that we have energy for everything else. The other thing that adding more nutrient-dense foods does is it starts to naturally crowd out those things you know aren't serving your body as well. So if you're thinking, oh, I tend to eat a lot of X and I don't want to eat that much of that anymore, just simply thinking about cutting it out isn't going to work. We're going to think about adding in more nutrient-dense foods and start to crowd out, meaning just start to decrease the portions of those other foods that aren't serving us as well, a little more naturally. So, example, I'm a pasta lover, right? Part Italian, pasta lover. It's super satisfying. It's delicious. I am not going to say I don't eat pasta anymore. That would be ridiculous because I love it and there can be nutrients in pasta. There are carbohydrates that give us energy. What I want to do is add things into my pasta meal to give me different nutrients. And by doing that, my body can only eat so much food. It's going to naturally decrease that portion of pasta. So if I'm wanting to eat pasta, maybe I'm going to cook the pasta. I might think about making a whole grain choice for that pasta. So I'm adding in more fiber and protein. Maybe I think about incorporating some Great Northern or cannellini beans, the white beans, which are creamy and they pair really well with Italian dishes, but they are rich in, aside from a variety of minerals that are in beans, they're also, again, rich in fiber and higher in protein. So there are more nutrients. Well, once I'm adding in beans, there's a little bit less pasta there. Now I'm going to add in some vegetables, maybe spinach and artichoke. Like suddenly I've got spinach artichoke dip pasta. That sounds amazing right now. Maybe I'm dicing up a fresh tomato and adding that in, some onion and garlic for flavor. I'm adding things into my dish. I'm not saying I'm not eating pasta or I'm eating less pasta. I'm saying I am incorporating beans and vegetables into what I eat. The pasta's still there. It's naturally a little less than I would have eaten because I'm filling up my dish with the abundance of nutrients that are going to serve my body well. I hope that you're seeing the way that I'm talking about food here, because if we believe that words have power, we believe in affirmations, we believe in our positive self-talk as a form of self-love, then we have to change the way that we talk about food and our language surrounding food. Again, I could go on and on this nutrition topic. I encourage you to go back on the podcast episodes. If nutrition specifically is something you want to talk to me about more, I've got a few options for you. I do have a self-paced online course called Eat Well with Steph that walks you through my mindset around this loving way of approaching nutrition, this mindset of nourishment, and then walk systematically through the coaching method I've been using with women for years now on how to build meals that are meals that are nourishing, meals that are satisfying, that are well-balanced for your body, and that keep you in control of your food choices, that combat cravings, and that's really sustainable as a lifestyle change or lifestyle growth as opposed to some sort of diet plan. It's like the end game for nutrition. So again, that's Eat Well with Steph. You can find it by going to bewellwithsteph.com/eatwell, or you can send me a message, a DM, and I'm happy to talk to you about that option. And of course, I have one-on-one coaching options for people that are looking to get really nitty-gritty into their specific habits and make some fast behavior change. We can do this like it's really simple stuff, right? I said in the last episode that sometimes the things that are easiest to do are also the things that are easiest to not do. So what I try to do is take things that are simple, things that are easy, and incorporate them into your daily routines so that it feels easy. It feels simple, and it's hard to not do because it's ingrained into your routines and your habits. So again, if you want to talk more about that, you're not sure what your options are, you can send me a DM at bewellwithsteph, or you can shoot me an email and we can talk a little bit further. But thanks for showing up with me for day 3 of the self-love challenge. I'll be back tomorrow with day 4. So stay tuned. And until then, guys, be well.